Who is the best Toddcast guest of all time? Would Jaren ever go on a kayaking trip again? And how many times has Jaren been a guest? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus. And, of course, you can tell by the title and the description of this episode, this is going to be another best of episode. It's part three of Best of Jaren Parks, who has been the most appearing guest on the Toddcast. Just thought this week would be a good time to do another Best of episode with scheduling and other things going on in our lives. We were like, you know what? We'll just do a Best of. So, put together a few clips that you will get to listen to here in a minute. Of some of the classic and legendary conversations that Jaren and myself have had over the past few episodes. And he will be on definitely next time. This is episode 172, so you'll definitely see him again on episode 182. So, I'm just gonna tell all of y'all that real quick and let these clips roll without any interruption from me. And then you'll hear me at the end, of course. So, here are a few clips from the past few episodes of myself and Jaren, and hope you all enjoy. Food. Just overall food.
I talked
about culinary, cooking the food. Now we're going to go to the opposite side of that, eating the food.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, there's really only two sides to food.
The only third side is...
Don't say it. That's not necessary.
Well, as I was saying, so when you think of different places that you eat at, like, we're not too far from a Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Taco Bell, they have many different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the same five ingredients.
That's right.
Meat, cheese, some form of shell or tortilla, lettuce, sour cream.
Maybe tomatoes.
Now, when you think of everything they have on the menu, what is something they don't have on the menu? Or that's not abundant?
On Taco Bell's menu?
Yeah. Dessert.
Oh, yeah, they only have the little cinnamon
twist. Those cinnamon twist things. Like, and you can't really consider like a Baja Freeze.
Yeah, that's not dessert.
Yeah, like dessert, that's just a frozen drink, you know, like that's different, you know.
Yeah.
Like the closest thing to a frozen drink that's a dessert is a milkshake.
Yeah.
And then you get more into ice cream and all that. But what I'm bringing towards is like Taco Bell. They have breakfast. Mm-hmm. They have a crap ton of stuff you can eat during lunch and dinner. But where is the dessert? You know, where is it? Now, the reason I'm taking this long way around to get to my point is because I want to ask you, like with Taco Bell or any other fast food, we'll go with fast food specifically. Take Taco Bell and I want you to mash it and combine it with another restaurant that's fast food and put them together. That way we can get the best of both worlds on a menu.
I mean,
basically, like how you know how KFC and Taco Bell did that thing, where
but
KFC, you know, doesn't have dessert.
But you know, like good.
you said that with so much. You look right in my eyes and you said, you know. Good. You said that with like so much courage and force. You were like, you know, yeah, but good.
Yeah.
But you know, like, exactly. You know, like, I mean, you make a point that it's kind of true. Like, KFC, I don't really like KFC.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell is just, if you...
It's meh at best.
Yes. And KFC, the best thing to me that they have is their mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had that donut chicken sandwich during COVID. Like, you remember that?
I do.
And then they had the waffle, the chicken and waffles too.
They said, Popeyes. Oh dear, what do we do now?
Yeah, let's make glazed donuts with fried chicken that's got so much grease, you know.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying is that, like, when you think of fast food restaurants, each one of them has their main course of action.
Yeah.
Like Taco Bell, with their fast Mexican-style food, mm-hmm. they go towards the tacos, the burritos, the gorditas, all that kind of stuff. But they don't go towards desserts. Like, they only have those cinnamon twists. Mm-hmm. Well, when I think of other fast food restaurants that are the opposite, Dairy Queen mm-hmm. is one that goes towards dessert.
Yeah.
They have hamburgers and chicken sandwiches. They have cheese curds
yeah.
at Dairy Queen. Yeah. You know, you wouldn't know that if you don't go there and just...
So you're asking one specifically for Taco Bell or just...
No, any two that you think is targeted, like Popeyes. Mm-hmm. You like Popeyes. They don't have any desserts.
Yeah.
They just now started doing like frozen lemonade.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wondered, what would ice cream from Popeyes taste like? A little greasy, probably.
Probably.
Like, I've always wanted Popeyes to do seasoned tater tots, which they actually did for a little while.
What? I didn't know about that. That's crazy.
I think they did. I actually want Popeyes to do their own style of seasoned waffle fries. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
See, now the combinations, since you brought up Dairy Queen, so I can't use Dairy Queen now, just off of principle.
Okay.
But the golden combination would probably be Popeyes and McDonald's. But the problem is, McDonald's doesn't ever have their ice cream. It never works.
True.
So I got to think of something else. So maybe, Popeyes and Sonic. Because Sonic has two things going for them that nobody else does. Because they have all that ice cream with the shakes and the blast and everything.
Yeah.
But the way they go about it, too. They bring it out to you. You don't have to go inside. Imagine combining that with, like, Popeyes or with Taco Bell or anything. Like, you park, get Popeyes brought to you. You're not going through a drive-thru. You get your Popeyes brought to you with ice cream.
I've always wanted to see other fast food restaurants in Sonic style.
Oh, yeah.
With that old school retro drive up, yeah. Not drive through. Some Sonics have a drive through, but mm-hmm. that, you know, and some and more are getting an inside.
Yeah.
But the principle of what Sonic was built on was the drive up that yeah. you sit there in your car and it's like, oh, where's the dining table? We're in it. Yeah. You know, we're in our dining table. It's our car, it's mm-hmm. our truck, it's whatever.
And I believe they used to, like, the little trays. You would just take them and then give them back later because they were meant yeah. to be in a car.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say the best possible option since you stole Dairy Queen would have to be Sonic and literally anything because just the way they go about it. And
well, it's because Sonic is so, like, malleable.
Yeah. Sonic know. Works with
I'm using all anything. These good words.
Yeah.
Phonetically and malleable. I got a college degree for nothing. Okay?
You must have majored in vocabulary.
I majored in phonics. So, I can see that because, like, I mean, Sonic and, like, Dairy Queen can't really go together.
That's kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, because you're mixing that. That would just be what Sonic does now, mm-hmm. but they just do the dumb thing where they turn the thing over. Which Sonic, you know, they bring the ice cream out there, and on a hot day, it's already half melted yeah. by the time it gets to your car. So as soon as they do that, knowing Sonic, they probably do it while in your car and then just get half blast all on your door. So it's like.
But yeah, I would probably either go with that or. Yeah, I'm going to go Popeye's Sonic. Combine those two.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine getting
bone-in chicken? Because I like bone-in chicken. Like a bone-in chicken
bone-in breast. Bone-in breast and drumsticks and thighs and a Route 44 from the same restaurant.
Oh.
Oh. And then
without ever leaving.
And then you can just open that gigantic box of chicken right here in your car. And you start eating it.
Like
and then
the
you get done,
you know you are.
And you get done all the way to the bone, and then
you have that Route 44 sitting next to you, just waiting.
Full
for you.
Route 44, and then as soon as you get done with that bone-in chicken, you don't have to leave anywhere. You roll your window back down and said, "Can I get a blast?"
Oh.
From the same exact place, without even moving, mm. from your vehicle. Like, it's not, it's staying in one place while you watch YouTube or whatever, you know, yeah, on your phone.
Oh. What would a, it's not really fast food, but just bear with me here. What would a Sonic slash Golden Corral combination, how would that work? Is it like a big conveyor
belt? It would be a little, Sonic? I was kind of thinking of that, which I did, my next point was actually two sit-down restaurants to combine. Mm. But I want to indulge, there's another big word. I'm just breaking records by using big words. So I want to indulge in that idea that you talked about Golden Corral and Sonic. Because what immediately popped in my head, you know, whenever you go to church.
Yeah.
And you know, like on Sunday afternoon, on like a Thanksgiving dinner,
mm-hmm,
or some big dinner that you would have like after church. Hey, we're all going to the gym to have food. And yeah, it's those long tables where, mm-hmm, people pick. Imagine that. But everybody's just in their car. But it's all long tables. So
take me through the process here. You pull up at Golden Sonic.
And what, it's what either that or Sonic Corral.
Yeah, that works. Either way. So what happens?
You're going, you pull up to the Golden Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
And you...
See, it's harder than you think.
Well, there's no menu.
I mean,
because it's Golden Corral.
That's why I like the conveyor belt idea, because why it just spins around and you just point at what you want.
I guess.
That's
what
it would look like, a little arcade game, like the little claw comes out.
That's even better, right there. Just do Sonic Arcade, where it's like you have to keep playing quarters, and you might get some food. There's a chance you might get to eat lunch today. I don't know. See, like, conveyor, it's got to be inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be, it's got to look like what, how you can see Krispy Kreme make their donuts.
Yeah.
It's got to be like that, but for steak or pizza or whatever that they, I mean, they have like everything at Golden Corral.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Golden Corral. I was like, what kind of Sonic have you been going
to? No. I'm trying to take the driving and staying in your car aspect of Sonic. But then everything else is Golden Corral.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm trying to make it, how can you make a drive-up buffet? That's what I'm trying to work with here.
Man, we're so fat.
I'm trying to make that work.
This is like the fat person Olympics right here.
How can I not leave my car and eat a buffet? Oh, but the,
we're going to get a Nobel Peace Prize from America by this idea.
You'd have to, like, it's so, it's complicated because of how.
I don't know if it's even possible. That's a lot.
Well, it's.
So let's go back to your other question.
Sit down?
Two sit down.
Okay, so you take, just take two random sit down places.
Okay.
And try to fuse them together.
Okay.
I'm not saying like how we talked about like Taco Bell, KFC. That was a building that was cut in half. One side was KFC, one half was Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm talking like fusing them together.
Mm, like they share the same kitchen and they do everything together.
They share menu items, like how we talked about with the Popeyes and Sonic. You get a Route 44 plus a bone-in chicken with Blast and all the drink combinations. But they have their style, like the style of chicken Popeyes make is now what Sonic makes. So it's like, let's take, for instance, I would like to put together Texas Roadhouse and Buffalo Wild Wings.
I was going to use Texas Roadhouse as one of them.
Well, you still can, but I was thinking either Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop.
I'm more of a Wingstop person myself than Buffalo.
What do you think about Wingstop and Texas Roadhouse being malleable together?
That sounds like a great idea, but that's not where I was going.
Okay.
Mine was Texas Roadhouse and the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. God, can you imagine the size of that menu? Good Lord, that's going to be a dictionary size menu.
What,
and then over so half of that is just Cheesecake
Factory.
So
the entrees are on page 84.
Yeah, it's like right after the page 1 through 83 is just appetizers. You got to read the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy novels to get through the menu of this place. I know Cheesecake Factory just has a lot because they never get rid of anything.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched that before. It's like they are always adding stuff frequently every month, but they never get rid of anything.
Either that or another good one would be like, this is such a weird mashup now that I'm thinking about it, but Waffle House and Olive Garden.
Oh, talk about heart attack. God.
How many carbs do you want?
How? Yes, I want greasy chicken Alfredo. Give me some greasy beef stroganoff.
I just want, like, where you can see the kitchen, but...
Pasta.
Yeah, because that just sounds cool. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's a pretty bad idea, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, the seeing part, just take that part from Waffle House, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, how often are you going to eat pasta from a place that looks like a diner on the inside?
Yeah, that just doesn't sit right.
You know, diner pasta, like, you know,
lovely.
Great. Where'd you go? I went to Waffle House and ate beef stroganoff. What else?
Where'd you get your chicken piccata from?
Waffle House. Waffle Garden.
Yeah, what else can we do here?
Olive House. Or Waffle Garden. Waffle Garden sounds great. The Olive Waffle. That sounds like a fancy restaurant.
Fancy, like, brunch restaurant.
Go drink a mimosa and have a waffle and some French toast. What else could we do? I mean, honestly, we've talked about buffets. I would like every type of restaurant to at least have one buffet version of it. Can you imagine a buffet Texas Roadhouse?
So my uncle, who works off in construction and like different pipeline and different things, he's worked all over the country. And there is a privately owned Popeyes in South Louisiana that is a buffet.
Where?
Laplace, I believe.
Yeah, that's right out of New Orleans.
I think it's
like in between New Orleans and
Baton Rouge. Yeah, it's privately owned, and they have a breakfast every single morning, like a breakfast buffet at Popeyes.
That sounds wrong.
That sounds sinful.
That sounds mythical. Like, sounds like something I would dream about.
It's mythical, like you have to go on a quest to get to this ancient place.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm trying to get to Valhalla, which is the breakfast Popeyes buffet.
But yes, it is a real thing.
Popeyes buffet. Like, I know KFC buffets are a thing, because I've been to one.
There's one in Winsboro.
Yeah, like, it's not...
Not super...
They're not super known.
Yeah.
I feel like not many people know about KFC buffets.
I mean, it's KFC. Nobody... Honestly, people probably know. They just don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like regular Burger Kings. Yeah. Nobody cares. But... Like, I mean, Taco Bell buffet might be cool because of all their crap that they have. A Sonic buffet, like we talked about, can't really work.
Tacos are really easy to do as a buffet because you just got a big thing of ground beef and a big thing of this.
It's kind of like what Chipotle does. It's a buffet, but they fix it for you.
That's true.
You know, it's a fixed buffet. Subway's technically a buffet.
Yeah.
But it's just that you're not getting the food.
Yeah.
That you're telling them to make it. Like, I don't know what that would be called.
I mean, it's like, I would say that's like cafeteria style. That's how I imagine it.
Yeah. It's cafeteria style buffet, I guess.
Yeah.
But, there's other places. Like, there's a lot of sit-down restaurants. I keep thinking of steakhouses for some reason. Like Longhorn and Outback.
Imagine, like... You ever been to P.F. Chang's?
Yes.
Oh, I love P.F. Chang's. So let's combine that with something.
Sonic. P.F. Chang's is weird because they give you, like... I mean, you could eat a whole plate of food.
What about one of those Brazilian steakhouses? You ever been to one of those?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
No, I have not, but I do need to go to one.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine that, but they also have... said other food, whatever you want it to be. Oh, Lord.
Pepper steak shaved off the bone with the onions.
I went to one for a bachelor party, and I'm not sure how I made it out the door. Like, I felt like...
Yeah, you kept giving them the green card, didn't you?
Sure did. Sure did. Yeah.
The green card, if y'all don't know, that's what you put up. That way you want more food.
Yeah, yeah.
And the red card is no.
Yeah.
Green is yes. Yeah. And whenever they walk by, you have yes up, and they'll give you... Is it a set amount, or is it however much you want?
They just keep on coming. There's like 40 or 50 people that their job is to hold a skewer full of some kind of meat.
Yeah.
And they cut it off for whoever has green. They just go around the restaurant the entire time.
They're getting their steps in.
That's right. That's right.
But, good Lord.
It's awesome, man. That's the first place I had lamb, and I really like it.
Is it good? Does it have its own flavor? Can you relate it to something?
I would describe it as, like, grassy in a good way. Like, it's got, like, a more... That's weird. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here.
Like, what other meat?
Imagine, it's like eating a steak while you're standing in a field. Like, it's got hints of, like, wheat is what it tastes like.
So, grass-fed lamb.
I mean, I'm assuming it was grass-fed.
Well, it's like, you know how you can have chocolate from grass-fed cows?
Huh? Say that again.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Chocolate from grass-fed cow.
No, not the chocolate part.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. No.
Yes. Don't you know chocolate comes from cows? Yes, they give us cocoa. No. There's milk chocolate that'll say grass-fed milk. But milk comes from a cow. So basically, it's like milk chocolate from a grass-fed cow.
Mm-hmm.
That's like steak. You know, they give... They'll let... Some people say it's like, if you make a cow only eat grass and no other, like, weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or any kind of, like...
Oh, it's proven that it does that.
Yeah, or any kind of, like, steroid or because, whatever,
because, like, for instance, when I went to Spain on our trip, there's this stuff called Iberian ham.
Oh.
And what it is Iberia is a certain part of Spain, and what they do with these pigs is they only eat acorns. That's the only thing
that's
they
their
eat.
Whole diet?
That's their whole diet. Their entire lives, that's all they eat.
Is it good, though?
And what it does, it's a strange taste. It's very popular in Spain, and pretty much only Spain, because it's strange. But it really does change how things taste based off of what the animal eats before it gets butchered. And just, like, think about Wagyu. Like, that's high-quality steak. And what they do with that is they don't only let them eat only certain things. They have a certain kind of grass that they're only allowed to eat.
Yeah.
But also with Wagyu, what makes that so prized and so great is that they literally give all their cows massages.
Yeah, they, like, really, they give them spas and stuff.
Yep.
Like, they treat their cows
before, like, they kill them.
Yeah. They treat them like... Not gods, but yeah, they treat them in the, like, royalty almost. Mm-hmm. That they're like, it's okay, it's all okay, and then they'll butcher them, and then it makes the best meat ever.
Yeah,
I want to try wagyu beef.
I've had it before.
Is it good?
It's
is it the best?
So I got like a really big steak. I'd say like 12 ounces.
Oh,
it's hard to eat 12 ounces of Wagyu.
Isn't it, like, really thick?
It's really rich. I wouldn't say thick, but it's super rich. Imagine, like, it's weird to say, but sort of like a cheesecake is. Like, you can't have a whole lot of cheesecake just because it's that that rich.
I know.
It's like the steak version of cheesecake because you can't have a lot of it.
You eat too much, and then you're like, oh, that's like, you get that feeling, you know.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying because I went to a restaurant recently that had Gordon Ramsay's crustless cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
It was his recipe.
Yeah.
So no crust. Mm-hmm. It was all cheese.
Yeah.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Like, literally. And I ate like half of a piece. They only give you a piece.
Yeah.
But I ate like half a piece, and I'm like, oh, That's all I could taste for
and
like a day.
It's really good, but you just can't do it all.
It gets to the point where it doesn't taste like cream cheese. It just tastes like cheese.
Yeah.
And then, like, actual cheese. And then I'm like, oh, this is... Like, you don't want to eat too much, because then you don't want it to...
And the
you
other
don't
thing
want to taste bad.
That makes Wagyu so, like, prized is that the fat isn't, like, just on the outside of the steak.
It's, like, molded into
It's called intramuscular, which means, like, intra. Like, it's inside of the meat fiber.
That's why it looks so weird, because it's, like, a mixture of white and pink.
It looks like a marble slab, because it's got all those bits of
beef.
White. Yeah. And it's... What it does is it makes it to where you can overcook it so much. You can make it... Well done, not even medium well. Well done, and it would still be just juicy because of how it is. It's very interesting. Oh, I know so much about food.
There's a whole science to it, apparently. Yeah,
I could talk about food all night long.
I can tell. Wagyu. Well, stuff like that is interesting. Where it's like you said, well, you said that you feed an animal a certain food its entire life for years or however long, and then you kill it, and then you eat that meat, it's going to taste different. Like you said, with the Iberian ham, they eat acorns, and that's it. But then you eat, like, regular ham, you know, like a honey glazed ham or something. Like, what do they eat compared to the regular, you know? Like,
and the other thing that can change the flavor of meat is trauma. Like, this is a real thing. If, like, say you have two pigs, okay, and one of them you just decapitate, like, immediately it's dead. It'll taste significantly better, and it won't be as tough as a pig that you, I don't know, beat with a stick to death.
it's
barbaric, but what it does is stress. This happens with humans, too. It makes their muscles tense up. And what it does, even after death, people's muscles stay tense.
Yeah.
So that applies the same to animals. So if the animal knows it's coming and has time to, like, tense up itself, it's going to make for worse taste of meat. That's why, like, roadkill, like, it's just disgusting anyways. But roadkill, you never want to get roadkill because it's traumatically killed.
Yeah, like when a raccoon looks and sees you, or even a deer.
Yeah.
A deer versus boom, shot, it's dead. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking like shot to the heart, it's dead. Versus deer, you hit, break its back legs and spine. Now it can't move, but it's still breathing, you know, and then you have to shoot it to kill it.
You don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
Because...
Like, some people do, but, like, it's...
I mean, out of necessity, do what you got to do. But preferably, that's why you want to aim for the heart, because the quicker you can end some kind of prey's life, the more tender it'll be.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of dark, but interesting.
It is, yeah.
But it's cool though, how, like...
Again, I could talk about
this. The quicker their life can... Like, this is going to be dark. The quicker their life ends, the better it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm currently on a vegetarian diet.
But still, though, like, well, the quicker you cut those leaves, the better they taste.
Yeah.
The quicker you cut the cauliflower.
That's right. That's right.
Are you on cauliflower yet?
Not yet. This is day one, so.
Are you on cauliflower yet?
No.
You should try. I haven't, but I want to. Cauliflower crust pizza.
I've seen that before.
Apparently it's good.
I'd give it a try. Our nameless friend has tasted it. I remember sitting across from him.
Did he say it was good?
He said it was all right. I mean, you don't...
I mean, it's not equivalent to...
You're not going to expect pizza crust, but, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a diet and then...
It's like cauliflower rice. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, but the point of cauliflower, why they use cauliflower for stuff like that, is because it doesn't taste like anything.
It's very bland.
It tastes like nothing.
Yeah, it's just a nothing vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, like, iceberg lettuce, but you can cook. Iceberg lettuce has no taste.
Yeah.
But you can cook. You can't cook iceberg lettuce. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Well, it's like cooking a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hot salad, it's not good.
That sounds terrible.
Warm salad.
But cauliflower you can cook, which is why they use it for all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's tasteless. Completely tasteless.
Yeah. It makes a good base for, like, pizza and stuff like that because mm-hmm. It's basically your new bread.
Mm-hmm. And if you process it enough, you can make it into, like, pasta. Like, you can make shells.
True. I do know that. It's cauliflower. Some type of cauliflower
macaroni,
pasta.
Cheese.
Like, yeah.
I've seen that at the store.
Could you, like, elongate it and make spaghetti or something,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, it'd take a lot of processing, and you'd have to have a lot of other, I don't know, maybe baking soda or eggs maybe would help that.
Yeah.
Which takes away the vegan part of it, but still.
Well, yeah.
There's
ways
to
do. That'd be like if you could elongate it and widen it and make a cauliflower lasagna.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be bad. If you had cauliflower as the noodles, mm-hmm. you know, and then had some other... something else to take the place of the meat.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, there's... I could go down the rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole has been entered. it's interesting stuff.
But yeah.
How do you like Pringles?
I do like Pringles. I mean...
Are you a Pringles fan?
I am a Pringles fan. I mean, the only downside I have to Pringles is that my hands are massive and I can't get the rest of the Pringles.
Oh, true. You gotta tip it back like a can, and then that's when you get all the dust in your face, yeah. and you're like, oh, I don't know.
Well, have you seen the technique where you get a piece of paper and you stick it in the side of it, and then you can just undo it like that?
No. But that brings up a good idea, that why doesn't Pringles have like a sleeve like saltines have?
I don't know.
Pringles sleeve. That's what and they could sell them by like... four sleeves in like a box.
I'll tell you why, Mr. Marketing Man. It's because Pringles hates their customers. That's right. I hope you're listening, Pringles. I just said that.
The Pringles Man. This guy with the mustache yep. is definitely listening.
Mr. Pringles Man just hates his customers. That's right. I'm double down on it.
I'll tell you what. That is, having a degree in marketing, that is the number one rule. But
to hate your customers?
No matter what company you work for, you always just have to understand that you are going to hate your customers. That we're trying to make sure they want... Well, it's because they're never happy. They're always griping about something.
Well, so. Todd, that's a disappointment because I was hoping you were going to change the game. But I guess you're just going to fall right in line with the rest of them.
Well, it's hard because that's what we're taught. So they can't... I got to change the ways they teach it. Unless they become a marketing college teacher or something. Which would
so
be
we're
going
to start with the jalapeno.
I guess
here.
We can start with the jalapeno. We got two different flavors. And the first one we're going to do is jalapeno.
Okay.
Now, you're a jalapeno guy.
I am.
I am not.
You are not. Well, let's see how this goes.
All right. And we apologize for the excessive amount of crunching, but it is Pringles, so you will understand. Good Lord. Is that close to jalapenos? Oh, God almighty.
I like it.
Oh, I need something to drink now.
I'm eating another one.
I'm not. Mm. Oh. Okay, I'm good. I'm more like, and I've said this before, and you already know where I'm going, that I've always asked people this because there's always two different kinds of people. Are you more into sour or more into spicy? And
spicy.
I'm sour.
I'm definitely spicy. Like, I cannot do Warheads. Like, my body rejects.
What about,
Warheads.
Like, Sour Patch Kids?
No.
Sour Skittles?
I don't do any of them. Anything with the word sour, I don't do.
But if it says spicy, you'll try.
I'll try.
Like, especially jalapeno or, like, ghost pepper type stuff and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge ghost pepper fan because they don't taste like anything. They're just hot.
Oh, yeah, that's just pure heat.
Yeah, like jalapeno, there's a flavor profile there.
Yeah, and it's like jalapeno down.
Yeah.
Like, because you get into the bell pepper and the banana pepper region and all that.
Yeah.
That's my problem with a lot of hot stuff with, like, buffalo and anything hotter than that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I can't get any flavor from the wings or whatever is on the salt with the sauce.
Yeah.
Because it's just burning me alive.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But I guess that's your problem with sour. Oh, you only taste sour.
I only taste sour. I don't taste any flavor at all. It's just
you
sour.
Don't taste any fruitiness or whatever. No, one of my favorite candies is the Sour Patch watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
God, they're so good. But yeah, I can handle, like, I would rather eat a Warhead than do anything spicy.
Really? That's crazy. Because I'm the exact opposite.
You'd rather eat, you know, like some hot, really hot some peppers.
Like plutonium hot sauce.
Before you even try a warhead.
Yeah. The last time I had a warhead, I thought I was going to die.
Anyway. Well, that's the thing. Like, if you eat too many warheads, that the inside of your mouth will just peel off the skin on the inside because you're literally rotting it away because it's so... It's all that malic acid that the sour is made out of. Yeah. But with these, on the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, where would you rate this on your official scale?
Scale of what? Just snacks or Pringles or...
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay, well, what are you going to rate yours on?
I can go ahead and think about my score.
Because I need to have a basis of
overall, how I'm ready to get compared to. It's a Pringles chip. It's good crunch. It doesn't taste bad. It's just not personally my thing. Mm-hmm. I would probably give this I'm going to go low. I'm going to go 68.
68?
Only because it's not bad, but I don't want it again.
Yeah.
The 60s, like for me, like 50s to 60s, it's okay. I don't want it again. Mm-hmm. Any 70s is like, it's okay, and I would get it again. 80s and up is like, it's really good, and I'm going to go buy some more.
That's pretty generous because, like, what's like 50 and below? That's a big area.
Everything below 50 is stuff I've spit out.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to be a little more, I'm going to give the exact same rating as you, but give a different explanation.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's not many things I wouldn't spit out anyways, so. It's basically sour and that's it.
It's all those, like, gross drinks that we've had before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the unicorn poop or whatever it was, you know, and that or alien pee or whatever it was. And that kind of stuff that just is like eight different fruits mixed together. Mm-hmm. That's just like a bad concoction. That's what I would spit out. But
well, my 68 here, I'm basing it on if I'm going to the gas station, I'm not going to pick this out. Not because it's just bad, but there's better stuff at the gas station. That's right, Pringles. I'm still dissing you.
So, like, it would be one of those things where you look at it and you're like, oh, okay, I remember having that, and then keep walking.
Well, I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to give it, like, a 74.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm thinking about it now. Like, if my friend just opens a thing of those, I'll ask if I can have some. Or if he offers them, I'll take some.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, no, I don't like those, because they're not that bad to me, so.
Yeah, you, like... And I've made that same comparison, too, where it's like, it's okay, I wouldn't buy them again, but I would eat them if somebody bought them for me.
Yeah.
It's that kind of situation. It's that middle area.
Yeah.
But that's an average of 71, which sounds like a good score. But the next one, I have high hopes for, a classic in the Pringles world that I don't think I've ever had, is barbecue Pringles.
You've never had barbecue
Pringles? I don't think I've ever had barbecue Pringles. So this is like a... moment in the making.
Wow, that's insane.
Let's tip that, and are you a barbecue chip fan?
I am.
Like barbecue Lay's and all that's what you would go to. Like if you were having like I mean, like if you were having like a sandwich or something, and they didn't have fries and they had chips offered.
Well. My first option is always going to be the sour cream and cheddar Ruffles. Those are the best things ever.
Okay. But
behind that, it's probably going to be some kind of barbecue.
Some whatever barbecue chips they have, whether it's like barbecue Lay's, they have barbecue Fritos.
My favorite.
Whatever baked chips.
My favorite barbecue is the Twisted Fritos Honey Barbecue.
The twisted ones that look like noodles? Those are so good
because it's a different flavor from the other barbecue Fritos. It's a different, it's like honey barbecue versus regular barbecue.
Well, they must be good because I keep eating them.
Yeah, these Pringles, as far as barbecue goes, these are middle of the pack. They're
not really strong.
It's not a strong barbecue flavor.
No.
If it was just more flavoring, it'd be really good.
They just put some dust on it. It's like, it's got that orange tint to it.
Like, for instance, it looks almost identical to the jalapeno Pringles, and that's not a good thing. That's right, Pringles. But I'm still going.
But they have no connection ever. Like, they're not even close to flavor, even though they look exactly the same.
Yeah. You get sort of this sweetness with the...
It is good. Like, it's not... It's a sweet barbecue, like you said. It's not really like that smoky flavor that you kind of get.
So, out of 100.
I'm putting this higher than the jalapeno.
Yeah, it's got to go above the jalapeno for me, too. So, I'm going to give it a 79.
Oh, wow. The funny thing was, I was going to give it a 78. Because I think we're in the same, I mean, we are in the same ballpark here, where we agree that they're pretty good.
But as far as barbecue stuff goes, it's not the best.
Yeah, like, there's definitely barbecue chips. Like you said, those twisty chips are probably close to 90 or higher like, because that's your go-to. Like, if you had to make a meal and you could choose any chips in the world, that's going to be one of the top, or the top. You know, well, like you said, sour cream and cheddar Ruffles.
That's a close, that's a close battle right there.
Your top barbecue chips are definitely going to be those the Frito Twisties.
Absolutely. And then there was, for me, there's probably a few in between the Twisted Fritos and these.
Well, like, there's and there's those baked Lay's or other baked chips that are barbecue.
I'm not a fan of those, personally.
You're not a baked chip guy?
No, no. It's chips. You're not trying to be healthy. Come on. Stop fooling people.
But it's potatoes.
But, yeah, probably the second place as far as barbecue goes for me is going to be those kettle-cooked barbecue chips. I like the kettle-cooked
stuff. I do remember that. You are a kettle-cooked person. I remember when we went to Corpus Christi and we got those, like, kettle chips that were the salt and pepper ones.
Those are my favorite. God. It's so simple, but it's so good.
Yeah, like, literally. And, like, it's not even, like, a specific flavor of chip.
It's just salt and pepper.
It's just a chip that you just put a crap ton of salt and pepper on.
It's so good. I'm glad you like those, too.
I still remember those. Like, I don't remember the brand. Is it Kettle? Is that the brand?
It's either Kettle or it's like Cape Cod or something.
I think that is Cape Cod. Okay, I got to find them because I remember having them.
Those are so good.
Out of that whole week trip, that's one of the core things I remember was going to Whataburger like almost every other day and eating salt and pepper chips.
Whataburger was originated
in Corpus Christi.
Did you know that?
Did you know?
But yes.
That I want a garage jam.
So you're going with 78?
78. You gave it a 79. That's a 78 and a half. The decimals are allowed in averages. It's okay.
Good math there.
78 and a half. Yeah. So, barbecue Pringles. I almost said Lay's. Barbecue Pringles at a 78.5 and jalapeno at a 71. Now, continuing with food, to go even further in the food lore.
Yes.
I did want to ask you this question that I did actually ask John the last time he was on. We also talked about a lot of culinary stuff, like with eggs as well, but we'll get into eggs in a minute as well. Okay. I did want to ask you this question that I was actually asked by a listener, and then I asked John, and I want to get your opinion, because all three of us are very much food enjoyers. We could probably, all three of us could definitely be the three judges on like a Master Chef or something type
Food Network. It's raw!
On a Food Network show. Yeah, you can be the Gordon Ramsay of us.
So what you got?
But the question is one of those Instagram, one has to go.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard this, but I wanted to ask you this. And it is meat related.
Okay.
One of these has to go for the rest of your life. You cannot have this type of meat. Shrimp, steak, ribs, or fried chicken?
Now let's do some process of elimination here.
Okay, so what's your number one?
Fried chicken is not going anywhere.
Because fried chicken is, because that means you'd have to give up Popeyes, Cane's, Zaxby's.
Yeah.
That's it. Fried chicken is the most available.
If it was just Popeyes, I'd be giving up. That's still not worth it.
Oh, that's true. Steak, shrimp, ribs, Popeyes. But yeah, fried chicken is too readily available.
Yeah.
So, like, that's really hard to get rid of.
I'm going to have to go with ribs myself. Because, man, I love me some ribs. But out of all those, like, some good fried shrimp. Like, that's just, I can't.
And how can you beat just a regular steak?
Yeah, like, steak's out of the question. That's not going anywhere either.
Yeah. And then it was down to what? Shrimp and ribs. That sounds like a good meal right there, honestly. Shrimp and ribs.
Shrimp and ribs. Instead of shrimp and grits, shrimp and ribs.
Shrimp and ribs. And a side of, like, grits.
But that's really a toss-up. Like, I love ribs, and I love shrimp. But I just, I it's between those two because steak and fried chicken, they're not going anywhere.
No, no. I always did this is that since it's a it was kind of a toss-up for me, too, because you look at these four and say, which one do I eat the least often?
Yeah.
Ribs.
Ribs. That was my deal there. Like, I like ribs, but...
But really, how I, like, when's the last time I had a rack of ribs?
Yeah.
You know, like, the ribs I usually would eat often are from Chili's.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and they have good ribs.
Yeah, they're good.
They have this whole song about them.
But
I want my baby back, baby.
But then they're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally agreed with you.
Yeah.
That ribs were the least eaten for me. But John had a different answer because he is now allergic to shrimp, so he had to get rid of shrimp.
Oh man.
He said he wasn't. He is a fan of, like, I think he said he was, like, he liked seafood, but shrimp, but he's like, it's just shrimp. He's not allergic to, he's not allergic to all shellfish. Like, he's had crawfish, and he didn't, like, have a problem, but he said he ate, like, a shrimp one time, and his throat started, like, closing up or something. Mm. So, he's like, it's something, some, like, protein or something that's in, only in the shrimp that he can't have.
I have one food allergy. You want to guess what it is?
Peanuts.
Nope.
Hold on. Is it shellfish?
It's rare. I only know one other person with this allergy.
Hold on. Do I eat the food often?
Nobody eats this food often.
What?
You're not going to get this.
Nobody eats this food often.
It's eggplant. I'm allergic to eggplant.
You're allergic to eggplant?
Yeah.
Who eats eggplant?
Exactly.
You know the meme and the emoji, and you know what an eggplant... I've seen eggplant.
You pulled out the emoji. You just had to go there, didn't you?
You know, and I've seen eggplant, like, in the on the shelf at Walmart.
Yep.
But who actually eats eggplant?
I
so, this is the first official Toddcast draft. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, we have got... There is not a time limit, of course. I was about to say, we have got 5 minutes.
No, they're not.
So, what we are going to be doing is we are going to be drafting our top five. In this episode, we are only going to do five things for each person, and we're going to be drafting our top five things that are red. Now, this makes anything eligible. Anything that is all red, mostly red, has got some red in it. Of course, if it's got a little bitty amount of red, you know, that it, we'll leave that up to question.
Yeah.
So, if it has some red, we'll debate on whether why it should or should not be.
Yeah.
And then, at the very end of the draft... Once we have drafted five each, we will open it up to a round of trading.
Okay.
And see if we want to trade, whether you... And you can end after the trading with an uneven amount. So if you wanted to trade two and I only want to trade one,
okay,
because it's so powerful, it's worth two picks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, at the very end, we could throw in an extra thing where I would give you something you really want, but I would get the next time first round draft pick.
Oh, for the next time we
Yes. do this. And depending on whatever it is, and we'll decide what that is. Of course, if you have your top five things that are red, go down in the comment section and leave it there.
Yes.
So, we have a official coin that we are going to flip.
Yes.
Of course, you are the guest. You're going to flip it, and you're going to call it. So,
I got this. I'm going to just explain this coin real quick. It is, I got this for Christmas, and it's a picture of a pig. And it's got the pig's head on one side and the pig's butt on the other side for heads and tails.
Because he has the little squiggly tail.
Yeah, yeah. And I just thought it was hilarious.
So I'm going to turn the light on.
All right, so.
You going to flip it? Yes, because you're the guest and you're going to call it.
I'm going to go with tails. All right, here we go.
And flip it.
It is tails.
So you get the first ever Toddcast first round draft pick. Things that are red. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaren is going first, and your first round draft pick that is red is... Drum roll, please.
Suspense. I'm going to go with fire trucks.
Oh, man.
because I mean, what would you do without them? I mean, that's
that is true. But now you own all fire trucks. That means you decide whether they go to the fires or not.
Oh, I don't know. That's how this works.
Well, that's how like football drafts work. You know,
oh, I own this now.
You now own whatever you pick.
Oh Lord, I didn't realize that. All right, that's cool. I got a fire truck.
But you have every fire truck in the world.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, any fire truck that is red, if they're not red, of course, you don't get them.
I just monopolized fires.
Yes, like, you're basically the Jeff Bezos of fire trucks now.
Yes.
That's who you are. If a fire happens, you can say, nah, we're good.
Okay.
So, you now own fire trucks.
Fire trucks.
I'm going to write this down and keep track. Fire trucks.
Well, now knowing that I own this, I'm going to take the rest of this draft very differently in the original direction.
So, my first round draft pick, I had to go with something useful. Mm-hmm. I had to go with something big. And after each draft pick, if you want to explain why you picked it as well.
Yeah.
I am picking apples.
Ah. I like it.
I'm taking all red apples. I now own all apples.
It wasn't even on my list, and I feel stupid for that.
That was the first thing I wrote down. I was like, apples. of course, any green apple I cannot take because that is not red. But if it is an apple that is all red, any kind of red apple, yeah. I now own all the apples.
Nice.
So
that's
any,
a solid pick.
I can monopolize everything apple.
Yeah, you're
Johnny like apple pie. That may not happen because I may not allow it.
Well, you're gonna get kicked out of America.
That is kind of true. So I have apples. You have fire trucks. Jaren, what is your second round draft pick?
My second round pick is gonna be a red Ferrari.
Oh, so you have all Ferraris that are made red.
Yes, because you know that's the iconic color of a Ferrari. You know,
that is true.
Yeah, so
red. So you have all red Ferraris. that's a good pick.
I have quite the garage.
That is true, because you have just all Ferraris and fire trucks. But hey, you never have to worry about having a fire close by, because right. You have a fleet of fire trucks to
if
use.
If I have all the fire trucks, I don't even need to fill up gas. I just go to a different one.
At this point, you should just be able to create a technology that a car can run off of water, so you can just use that, you know. Yeah. So, good pick.
But that's not red.
Good. That is true. Water is not red. If it is, then something bad happened. So, you have fire trucks and any Ferrari that has made the color red.
Yeah.
I have apples.
And?
My second round draft pick is Netflix.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Netflix logo is red, and now I own all apples in Netflix. So anything I can finally end the god-awful shows that come out of Netflix. I am basically the president, CEO, and board of directors.
Yeah.
I am the owner of Netflix. And I will stop this password sharing thing that they have now enacted.
Yeah.
That you have to log into your home Wi-Fi every 31 days to be able to use Netflix. So yeah. You just have to go home at least once a month to log into Netflix. Okay. So I have apples and Netflix. You have fire trucks and all red Ferraris.
What all we right. Well,
your third.
I'm going to do a little switcheroo because this wasn't on my list, but hearing what you've said.
Yeah, you can come up with whatever you want.
I'm going with YouTube.
Oh, dang it.
Was that your next pick?
That was not the next one, but it was one of them. I thought about YouTube. Golly.
That's a big one.
That is a big one. Now, it's not really rivals, but I guess you could say it is that between Netflix and YouTube.
Yeah.
So, Lord. YouTube.
Yes, it is.
Dang it.
What a pick.
That is a great pick. Great pick after the fire trucks and the Ferraris.
I'm the richest person on earth.
Because you could sell them, because you can own either the business. But so you could have a business that's called All Red Ferraris. Yeah. And it's just nothing but red Ferraris is all you make.
Yeah.
And YouTube, golly. That means you like monetize. You're over everything.
Oh, yeah.
Any decision that is made about YouTube, you have to finalize it and say what it's made. If a YouTuber you don't like has a YouTube channel, you could just delete it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you won't at all. Okay.
So where do you go?
My third round draft pick after Apple's and Netflix, I'm going with the planet Mars.
Oh my gosh, I had that.
Dang it, that was my next one. I'm going with Mars. Well, you took YouTube.
That's fair.
Look, you take YouTube, but I gotta go to Mars now. So now I can have all my apples grow on Mars while I watch Netflix.
You better bring Matt Damon
so,
with you.
So, I might have to. But anything that is Mars related, and honestly, if it's got to be in a movie, it's got to go through me because I now own an entire planet.
So, do you own Marvin the Martian too?
Anything that is Mars related. Any game,
Martian,
show,
Martian Manhunter.
Movie.
That's yours now.
There's a video game called Surviving Mars. So it's like The Martian.
The movie. The Martian.
Yeah, all that. Anything Mars related and Mars.
You own Matt Damon.
And, I mean, I might even own Mars Bar. So.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, anything Mars related, I have.
Mars makes M&Ms too, so.
But I own the planet, and we can call it at that. So I have.
Way to not be greedy. I'm proud of
that. That's true. I didn't want to take too much away.
Yeah.
So, but I own Mars, Apple's Netflix. You have fire trucks, all red Ferraris, and YouTube. It's time for your fourth pick.
My fourth pick is the flavor fruit punch.
Oh, God. What?
That's mine now.
Fruit punch flavor.
Uh-huh.
So that is a lot of stuff.
So think about
everything has fruit punch flavor.
So originally what I had wrote on my list here was Chinese buffet Jell-O, but then I realized that's fruit punch flavor. So let me just say fruit punch, because I'll get the Kool-Aid, I'll get that, I'll get all the other drinks that are fruit punch.
Every candy that is a fruit punch.
Yes.
Every candy that has red, it's either cherry or fruit punch. Because strawberry is a pink color.
Yes.
Fruit punch. God, it's so big. That's such a giant pick. Why did I not think of that?
Giant pick? You literally picked Mars.
That is true. But there's so much. I mean, with the amount of fruit punch stuff that is made, could be equal to the amount that is Mars. Because Mars is big, but I mean,
there's a fire truck.
I own that. No, I don't. You don't. You own that.
Step away.
I'm gonna bring Mars to Earth and end it all. So, man, fruit punch flavor. I should have thought of that. So
with your
fourth round draft pick, I have apples. I have stuff to eat. I got Netflix I can watch. I have Mars that I can live on. I am taking in my fourth round draft pick, officially, Apple Music.
Oh, gosh.
I'm taking Apple Music.
You already got Netflix. What more do you need?
Well, I am now going to combine Apple Music and Netflix
to make Napleflix.
Yes, nipple flicks.
That's not what I said.
That's what I thought you said.
Nipple flicks.
Nipple flicks.
That's great.
Nipple flicks and chill.
Oh, gosh.
Well, now I can't take it back.
With my fourth pick, I pick nipple flicks.
Anyway, apples. Like, I already have apples, mm-hmm. And I'm taking Apple Music. I can't take Apple the company because their logo is an apple.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
It's usually white.
Yes, and it's a white color, so I'm not going to get too greedy by saying apples and take all the fruit and the company. But I'm taking a part of their company. Yeah, I'm only taking the music part of their company,
which is pretty big.
So it is red, and I am officially taking Apple Music. That way, I have some jams to listen to.
Yeah,
so,
so
for the final fifth round draft pick.
So let me just recap what I have acquired here.
Okay,
I have. Fire trucks.
Yes.
Red Ferraris.
Yes.
YouTube. And fruit punch.
Yes.
What am I missing here? This is a rhetorical question. I'm missing some food. I got drink, but I ain't got nothing to eat.
True. You can't eat a fire truck or a red Ferrari or YouTube.
I mean, you could try.
You could try, but that won't happen.
So with my fifth and final pick, I'm going with the Louisiana staple, crawfish.
Oh, you're taking crawfish?
Crawfish.
Oh, my gosh.
I debated between crawfish and lobster, and I like crawfish.
You know, it is a great draft pick.
Yes.
Man.
And I think that really rounds out
it rounds out because you have all of those. But, you know, I was thinking, I have apples, but I also wanted something else food related.
Okay.
But I didn't even think about crawfish. You know, I could take shrimp, mm-hmm. you know, I could take, you know, anything that isn't a well-done steak.
Yeah.
You know, I could take all raw meat.
delicious.
You know, and
I love the taste of iron.
You know, I could take that. But then I was like, you know what? I got to go bigger with food.
Oh.
My fifth round draft pick is going to be Steak and Shake.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking
Steak and Shake. You know, I tried to think of a red restaurant that I liked. The only one I could come up with was KFC, and I was like, nah, I think I'll pass.
But Steak and Shake is coming home with me. And rounding out our draft picks before we try to do any trades, mm-hmm. we're going to go over right quick. You have fire trucks, all red Ferraris, YouTube, fruit punch flavor, anything fruit punch flavor, and crawfish.
Yeah.
Which is quite the assortment. And I am ending with apples, Netflix, Mars, Apple Music, and Steak and Shake. Now, this is the part of the draft not many people pay attention to usually.
Yeah.
This is the trading session.
Okay.
So
I'm willing to trade my fire trucks. For let's see what you got here. I just don't need two things of vehicles. That's just not necessary.
Yeah, I don't have a car.
You probably need some way to get around, you know.
So, I gotta drive around Mars somehow.
That's right. And so I'm willing to give you fire trucks, and I'm asking for Steak and Shake.
That is a good one. That's a good trade.
Fire truck for Steak and Shake.
Every known fire truck
mm-hmm.
that is red. Because there are some fire trucks that aren't red, I think. For a dying company.
A good dying company, though.
Yeah, it's so good.
You can decline. You don't have to.
I would counter that.
Yeah.
And I would take fire trucks.
Yeah.
For. No. I'm going to counter with something. No to that offer. Okay. I'm going to counter with something. I got to keep Steak and Shake. Okay. Even though it's my fifth round draft pick, I want to keep it. I would counter with. I will give you all the apples for YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's a fair trade.
I mean, come on.
I don't need to be healthy. What a waste of time.
Yeah, you have crawfish.
No.
I was going to say think that. I was like, what would I be okay with giving away?
I think I'm pretty content with what I have. I got.
I feel like I am too. You have true.
So tell me, are there any alternates that would have been in there?
The only one I had on my list that I was thinking was red lights.
Red lights.
Or stop signs.
Yeah.
Because now I can control red lights, meaning I can have them on whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it would. But I was thinking about putting that instead of Apple Music for a second. But you have fire trucks, and you turn on your siren, and that kind of rules out my red lights. So I was like,
no red lights.
My red lights could stop your Ferraris unless your fire trucks give a a fire truck escort for your Ferraris.
I've never seen a fire truck escort.
But it could happen. I was going to say police escort, but it's not a police car.
So one of my strong alternates was Target.
Oh, man. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Target's good.
Yeah.
But
here we are. I mean, I'm pretty content with what
there's,
we got here.
I mean, there's nothing really else I can think of besides, like, basic lights. Or, like, you know, I thought of the American flag, but it's not mostly red. It's just got some. But what can I do with the flags?
Yeah.
You know, like, and I thought about blood. But it's only on the outside when it's red. It's blue on the inside, so. Yeah.
Well, some of it. I mean, there's red blood inside, too.
Yeah, but the one you see.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could take...
What about that car wash next to us right now?
I can own all of Tommy's Express car washes. There's more than one. I don't know where the other one is, but yeah. I was thinking about red stuff, and I first went to brands after Apples.
Yeah.
And I was thinking Netflix, YouTube, Apple Music. And I was thinking just of those, and that's what I thought of. Like, okay. The funny thing is, I didn't even pick my own podcast. And it's red. I didn't pick it. Well, I mean, they got to understand. Apple's Netflix, Mars, Apple Music, and Steak and Shake. Come on. Like, but.
Now, if Joe Rogan was red, would you pick him?
I would pick his income if it was red. But. I'm happy with my picks. I think I have a wide spectrum of Apple's, Netflix, Mars, Apple Music, and Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
And you're rocking fire trucks, all red Ferraris, YouTube, the fruit punch flavor, and crawfish.
Yes.
You've got the assortment. I feel like mine is kind of not plain, but I feel like it's something. I feel like Mars.
Yeah.
You know, Netflix, you know, but you got crawfish and the fruit punch flavor is wild. Like, hopefully you're not gonna get old with that, drinking fruit punch and eating crawfish all the time.
Diabetes and heart disease.
Hey, but you can watch YouTube anytime you want because you own it.
That's right.
But I mean, if you all, that means you
might
also
need to look at CPR videos.
You're also,
you got apples. I got crawfish and fruit punch.
Yeah, I have apples. I'm eating apples while I'm at Steak and Shake. Because I have Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
So that's anything.
That's not the greatest for your health, but you know.
Yeah. But I could make, you know, like a apple shake or whatever. Yeah. Try to make something like that, which I don't think that'd be too good. But
you go for that.
I would have an apple and a Steak and Shake a day to hopefully keep the doctor away from me. So that's what I'm going
with. I'll carry my jug of fruit punch around for like Uncle Si with the sweet tea.
You and your fruit punch. But yeah, if anybody has any ideas that are listening of what we should do next, if we should do another color, other ideas, of course, are top five movie series.
Or brands or anything. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Top five video game series, top five sports.
I mean, you can get more specific with like sit-down restaurants or fast food. I mean,
exactly.
You can go down the rabbit hole with this, but
but picking a color, you kind of go real broad with it, you know. So
there's not a lot that Mars and crawfish have in common.
That is kind of true, you know. On the same list between both of us, we got YouTube, Mars, and crawfish and fire trucks. So, which I'm surprised we didn't talk about fire, but I guess fire is more orange than red.
It depends on.
So, and then there's the blue fire. Yeah. So, but with all that, I think, as always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. And click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast only on Instagram at @_Toddcast_ for all your Toddcast social media needs. Make sure you tell your friends and your family or anybody really to give it a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, I guess you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.